You're listening to The Hit List with me, Noomi, and I'm joined by Ella Henderson. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. First of all, I want to wish you happy birthday for yesterday.
Aw, thank you.
What did you get up to? Did you do anything nice?
I did, yeah. My boyfriend just arranged a few little surprise things throughout the day. I managed to actually grab the day off as well, so it was really, really lovely.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah, really nice.
Lovely. Well, happy birthday. Thank you so much for joining us today. So obviously, big week. You had a new single come out last Friday called Brave. How would you describe this song?
I mean, this song is very soulful. It's anthemic and empowering. I wanted to come back with, like, I think if I was ever going to come back with an album after all this time, I wanted to come back with a strong contender that just, you know, sets a tone for the album to come and sets a tone for me as an artist now. It's all about the lyric. It's all about what I'm saying. And it's all about expressing that sometimes we do need a little bit of a helping hand, and it's okay to not be the strong one all the time, and that you need someone there for you. And being brave for someone is that. And as well, I think we probably forget that we do so many things every day that make us super brave, but we don't realise it. Like in the little small decisions that we make every day, or doing something that we probably never thought we'd do years ago, but we're just doing it now. Yeah,
absolutely. I absolutely love the lyrics in this song. I think it's so uplifting. And I think you're so right. It is those little things. I think sometimes we don't kind of take that step back and reflect and think about, you know, where, how we've grown, you know,
absolutely. From
might just be like, I can make a phone call now.
No, but even in the decisions of like a lot of people that either obviously with lockdown, I know it's taken away a lot of people's jobs, or they've quit their job, or they're thinking of starting a new different career or a new path, or it's given us a lot of time to focus and refocus and align ourselves. And I think that's quite a brave thing to do as well. And also, I know a lot of us have just been struggling in general. Just like all these different life challenges, I think, that have been thrown at us even more because of a pandemic. I think the timing of this record couldn't have come any better.
Yeah. I saw in an interview recently that you actually sat on this song for a few years. So was that because you didn't think it was quite ready, or you wanted to rework it, or...
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't ready to kind of come to the table with my album yet. I think ultimately it's always been a song that's been so close to me and I've loved it for so long. I've definitely reworked the production a little bit, and we've even probably stripped it back a little bit from where it got to originally. But I think maybe with what I've gone through over the last 2 or 3 years of my own mental health and own like challenges in my personal life, I think I just related to the lyrics so much. It was almost like I'd written it for myself, but earlier on in my life, for when I was in my 20s. So I think the fact that I can relate to it so much makes me feel like it's just a lot more truthful to me, and then it's truthful to my fans. So hopefully they can relate.
Isn't it amazing sometimes when you revisit something that you'd made like before, and it's yeah. almost got that prophetic...
It's kind of scary at the same time, though. It's like I've almost kind of projected my own future.
Yeah, or there was something subconscious going on and it's taken you a bit of time
exactly.
for it. Yeah. So you've mentioned your new album, your second studio album, Everything I Didn't Say, comes out on March the 11th. I was kind of interested like what your writing process was for it. Obviously Brave, you've sat on that for a few years and now it's coming out. Are there other songs on the album that you've kind of reworked and revisited, or is there a lot of new material? Is it a bit of a mix?
It's definitely a mix. You know, I mean, I've written this album over 7 years nearly. So it has got a few songs that are from like way back in the day that I wrote very, very early on, but I've just reworked the productions on them. And then it goes right up until the point of literally being halfway through the initial time of lockdowns and the global pandemic. So I think what it does do is bring everybody up to speed of what's been going on in my life. But it quite literally is just everything about the last 7 years. And I think so much happens when you go through that transition from being like a teenager into a young adult, and this is the process of all of that, whether it's love, heartbreak, friendships, or friendships falling apart, or growing as a person, or realizing things about myself, being vulnerable, admitting things that I think I probably never would have years ago. Just all of it's there. It's a bit word vomity, but it is like an open diary. I've always described my songwriting as that. You know, even my first album was called Chapter One, and this definitely is kind of like when you kind of like get to like the beginning to middle of a book and it starts to get a bit more interesting, I feel.
Yeah. I think a lot of people really relate to that very open songwriting though. I think on the one hand, I think everyone's like a little bit nosy and they love to peer
people
behind.
People love to know what's going on in people's lives.
Yeah. It's like, I've got the inside scoop on Ella Henderson because I listened to her album.
But that's also why it took me a while, you know, because Ghosts and my first album kind of catapulted and took off, and it was such an incredible experience and I had such an amazing time. But after those 3 or 4 years of promoting and touring and stuff, I came back and I hadn't lived any normal life experience, so I had nothing to write about. Everything that I did at 16 to 18 was all off my own back and off my own experiences. So I would say that one of the biggest reasons I took a step back as well from everything for myself was that I needed to live and learn and grow and, you know, make mistakes.
Yeah, absolutely. They make the best songs.
For sure, they do. They do. I think, like, it's funny, isn't it? I'd say, like, the best songs on my album, and to be fair, all my songs on an album come from me feeling a very strong emotion at the time.
Yeah.
Whether it be I'm really happy or really sad, or I'm on my landing drinking a glass of wine, heartbroken, like, it all comes from the heart.
What would you say your favourite song is on the album?
Oh, that's really hard. Do you know what? It depends what mood I'm in, but I will say a song that's really like one of my favourites because it's just so close to me. And I feel like you could probably listen to it on repeat and it wouldn't get annoying. it's called Northern Lights. And it's probably like my most stripped back Stevie Nicks / Casey Musgraves vibe. It's very stripped. It's literally me singing an acoustic guitar. And a little bit of like a drum pattern comes in. But yeah, it's almost like a country-esque Nashville song that I wrote. And it's all about me falling in love, literally after coming out of one of the worst situations of my life and then meeting this person and talking about it, but kind of being like, well, I definitely wasn't ready for this. Yeah, it's one of those songs where I feel like when you're in the car driving in the summer and you're probably driving to like the ones you love, whether it's a family member or your partner, or like you've missed them for ages and you're going to see them, that's where the lyrics came from. I was in the car driving to see my fella and that's kind of how it happened.
Oh, I love that. I love when you can create such a vivid picture with a feeling. Yeah. And that kind of carries with you, and then even if you're not in the car, when you hear that song you have that feeling.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
So obviously you released Let's Go Home Together with Tom Grennan last year, which was an amazing song, such a banger. Have you got any other collabs on the album?
I have. I've actually managed to write a song with Mickey Echo, who did Stay with Rihanna.
Oh my God, I love him.
Yeah, he's insane. Like, and again, he's from Nashville. So when he came over to London, we met, we got in the studio and we wrote this song in the day. We liked it, but we was like, oh, we don't love it. And then we ended up going for dinner and then we drank loads of tequila and got really drunk. And then he got on the piano and I got next to him on the piano and we ended up writing this song, which is called Cry On Me. And the whole thing is basically like two people kind of, everything's kind of going a little bit wrong and falling apart, but you're just letting each other know that you are actually there for one another and you can lean on me if you need to. But it's really vulnerable and his voice on it is just unbelievable. Like there's all these cracks in his voice and I think his and my voice together just like really blended well.
Yeah, he's got a great voice. I think you're going to sound brilliant together.
It's probably because we sound a little bit drunk, to be honest.
Did you record it straight after the tequila?
Yeah, we did. We record, literally, it's the same demo vocals. We only did it that night because then we went back to Nashville. And then we finished the rest on Zoom. So we've never really done any more vocaling, like apart from a few little bits here or there. But the main vocals are from that night.
Oh, that's going to be dangerous if you like your tone during that song.
No, I know, exactly. I have to get the tequila out for the tour.
Okay, final question on the album, and then we're going to move on to your tour with The Script coming up. So your album, Everything I Didn't Say, comes out March the 11th. Describe the album only using colours.
Ooh, I mean, I want to say it's a rainbow because I feel like you go through, for me, colours like emotions. And mm-hmm. The album starts, it's funny, track one is called Emotions on the album. And I feel like we probably start in like this blue-purple area, which is kind of like, I'm going a bit out of my mind and I don't know where I am, I feel a bit lost, and you hear this whole journey and then you probably end up venturing into like oranges and yellows. There's a bit of red in there. There's a song called Thank You for the Hell, so I'm really angry and, well, kind of like it's a bittersweet song. There's definitely the blues in there, which makes me feel like kind of melancholy and sad, or just like all within myself and feeling sorry for myself. And then it's like the uplifting tunes as well. So I would say it's a mixture of everything. But for me, I'd probably say like Northern Lights is like a golden colour, like that golden hour colour, like the sunset.
Best time of day. Absolute best time of day.
I don't know why I ended up going for the whole album campaign and the album colour. I went for this like hue of different like shades of purple, because I don't know, I looked into the colours quite a lot, and I think purple kind of, it means a lot when it comes to like your emotions and reflects a lot on mental health. So I kind of, that's why I ended up going with that colour.
I was gonna see if you were gonna say purple, and then I was gonna be like, was it just the album cover?
Yeah, and I think it's probably one of my favourite colours. Even my nails are purple at the moment, so I think I've got a thing for it.
It's a very strong colour. I used to have purple hair, so I can definitely
love that. I wish I was brave enough to have that.
Well, Brave came out. Go on, Ella. You can do it. Just a little bit.
I know. I should do it.
Okay, so you're going on tour with The Script in May and June. Amazing. Are you excited?
So excited. I cannot wait. I just can't wait to get back on the road and to travel and to be up on stage and even to watch the boys do their thing on tour. Like, the whole thing, I'm just excited for. It's been such a while since anything like that. Obviously, last year, was able to perform at different shows and festivals and stuff here or there, but you know, I just can't wait to actually be on the road with my band. It's such a different experience to kind of popping up at shows here or there.
Yeah, and obviously it's not a soft launch. You've got some massive venues on this tour. Closest to us in Kent, you're at Brighton Centre on Monday the 30th of May, and then the London O2 Arena on the 4th of June, which is obviously a huge and iconic venue. How are you feeling about playing there?
I'm excited. I just can't wait. I think, do you know what? It's been so long since all of this because of COVID. So I feel as though, like, I think many artists will feel the same. Like, the nerves kind of have shaken away. We're just so grateful and honoured to be able to get back doing our thing.
Yeah. Chomping at the bit.
Yeah. And I think everyone's just ready to be, like, in a room with music. I think it's such a big thing and brings people together. It makes people from so many different backgrounds and different, you know, different walks of life come together in one room and all relate to one another. So I do think music is an amazing thing, and it's so universal. So yeah, I'm super excited.
If you could jump on stage with The Script during that tour for one of their biggest hits, which one would it be?
Oh, that's a very good question. I do really like The Man Who Can't Be Moved.
Yes,
it's got to be probably like one of their early day like ballady type of records.
I was gonna say, if it was me, I would absolutely pick that one. It's my number one shower song. It is such a great song. Yeah, it's just so much fun, isn't it?
No, it is. It is.
Okay, we're gonna play a little quick fire game now with you.
Okay.
It's called Hit and Miss, because the show's called The Hit List. So I'm just gonna throw things out there, and you're gonna say whether it's a hit or a miss.
Okay.
Okay, starting off with the obvious one, Marmite.
Or miss.
Early Mornings.
They've started to become a hit, but I'm not going to say that too soon into the new year. But yeah, I'd say a hit at the moment.
Staycations.
Hit.
Yeah, nice. Bit of glamping.
Absolutely.
Dating apps.
Hit. That's how I met my fella.
Really?
Yeah.
You're going to have to give me some tips, because I'm terrible.
We're like a lockdown success story. I don't know how it happened or why, but yeah. So yeah, I'm like the biggest promoter of getting on the dating app.
Oh, they should get you to endorse them.
No, can you
be
imagine?
A great sponsor. Cold showers.
Oh, miss.
Daytime TV.
Probably miss. I'm not, unless I'm like hungover or I'm having a proper lazy day. I like to get up and out, so yeah. I'm gonna say a miss.
You're too busy. You got stuff to do. Got a hustle.
Yeah, I like to see people and like live and go see my friends.
Yeah. Pineapple on pizza.
Oh, a hit.
Controversial.
Yeah, I'm very much into the pineapple on pizza.
And staying friends with your ex.
Oh, miss. Biggest mistake. Miss.
Yeah, absolutely. They gotta go.
Absolutely.
All right, awesome. Thank you so much for chatting with us. We're going to play your brand new single now. Can you introduce it to us?
Hey everyone, it's me, Ella Henderson, on KMFM, and this is my brand new single, Brave.